This is 90.9 WBUR in Boston. I'm Lisa Mullins. Boston police are searching for answers in the shooting death of a 30-year-old Roxbury woman. WBUR Simone Rios reports.
An array of votive candles in front of the house of Nikeka Taylor spells out her nickname, Kiki. Derek Willis, a close family friend, came to pay his respects around noon today. On his phone, he pulled up a picture of a smiling Kiki Taylor.
Best person you ever could want to be around. Fun, loving, caring. You know, she'd do anything for anybody. She's a real, real good person. Sad to see that she's not going to be here no more.
Police say the shooting took place around 9:40 Sunday night, but did not provide further details. Taylor's mother told reporters she believes the bullets were destined for someone else. Derek Willis says shootings are all too common in the Dudley Square neighborhood.
Oh, man, please. Just about every other day, someone's either getting shot or someone driving by shooting at somebody. I'm like...
A few houses down from the Taylors in the Warren Gardens Housing Co-op is Iris Miranda, who lives with her husband and granddaughter. She was in her house when shots rang through the air.
I was inside and my granddaughter was outside. When I heard the gunshots, she came inside and I told her they were firecrackers. Then I heard the screams and I went outside.
Miranda agrees gunshots are commonplace in the neighborhood, but it's the first shooting death to take place in her little corner of Warren Gardens since she moved in decades ago. She says the killing makes her want to leave the neighborhood, but that's not easy to do.
I've lived so long in this house. My neighbors are good people, and my granddaughter has a lot of friends who she's grown up with. But this is really bad, what's going on.
So far this year, Boston police have reported 33 shooting deaths, a 21% increase since last year. Boston police are calling on the public to come forward with any details on the death of Nikeka Taylor. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.